I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I don't do a ton of pop culture stuff, so I won't do a ton of this. We have more important things to get to, like Christopher Ray going to jail and the worst way to die from animal bites and stuff. Before we get to that, though, Jamie Foxx, I've always admired talented people, and I don't know his politics. I don't really care. Jamie Foxx is stupid talented. Just one of those people that can do everything, right? Sing, dance, act. And for someone who doesn't have any artistic ability at all, like me, it's crazy how talented he is. Yes, I did see that movie Ray, where he played Ray Charles. It was wild. Ray Charles' own family said, it's uncanny, even sings like him. He's paralyzed, apparently, and blind. According to a report, he's paralyzed and blind. Did not want to get the COVID therapeutic. Apparently, this Hollywood studio insisted he did. He's now in a hospital, paralyzed and blind. Telling you, man, one day there needs to be a reckoning in this country for these lockdown politicians, for the politicians and doctors and scientists and media people and private businesses and others who push this on to people. There has to be some sort of a reckoning. There has to be, because people deserve justice. They do. What has been done to people, that propaganda campaign, it's something like 80-some percent of Americans took it. If you took it and you're fine, by the way, which most of you have, just numbers-wise, if you took it and you're fine, you'll be fine. Don't sit in stress. But to force people to take that and manipulate people to take that, and they lied the whole time is what gets me the most. They lied. One, that you would even think that rushing something like that would be a good idea is crazy to me. Operation Warp Speed is one of the most damaging pieces of legislation in this country's history. You not only rushed it, you insisted to everybody that if they took it, they wouldn't get COVID. And you knew basically right away that was a lie. That was a lie. Remember, we know now from the documents that Pfizer was forced to release. We know for a fact. Pfizer knew that it didn't stop or slow the spread of anything. And yet they told how many people in this country that it did, and how many people went out there and made these gigantic life-changing decisions based on this. In some cases, many cases, life-ending decisions. It is so freaking wrong. I get so mad about the crimes that have been committed against you and me as a people. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. All right, we're going to get to some emails. I'm going to start taking calls probably 10 minutes from now, but not political calls. No. We don't have time for that tonight. We have something bigger at play. I brought up something, I think it was last week. It might have been this week. I don't know. The days kind of run together. But some dude got eaten by crocodiles. I forget where it was. I think it was Cambodia. What, Chris? He got torn apart by his own crocodiles in some crocodile enclosure. And I brought up ways to die from an animal. What are the worst ones? What would be the worst way to die from an animal? I've gotten some emails, but I want your calls on it tonight. And remember, no small talk, no politics. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. This guy says it's Komodo dragon, and that's a pretty good one. Jesse, death by Komodo dragon has to be the worst way to go. The 10-foot-long venomous lizard has a plethora of means to end you. And he goes on to talk about this. One, you should know that Komodo dragons, it's actually worse than that. They don't have venom. There's no venom. Their mouths are so full of bacteria that it's not actually venom biting you, because they have the worst case of yuck mouth ever. Biting you gives you pretty much an instant infection. And I have a unique hatred for Komodo dragons, and I'll explain why. A fascination slash hatred. They really are fascinating creatures. But, gosh, I'm going to sound like such a namby-pamby today. I shouldn't even tell you this. You know that I've spent some time hunting with my father. And, you know, I enjoy fishing. I don't hunt really anymore. Just kind of grew out of it. I don't know why, but I enjoy fishing. So I said that as a big disclaimer. I'm not one of these animal rights freaks who sobs when I see a dead raccoon on the side of the road. I swear to you, I'm not that guy. At the same time, I do not like watching animals suffer. I don't like it at all. I hate it. Komodo dragons, that's what they do. They will come up to a Cape Buffalo, to something, and they'll bite it, and then they'll back away and just walk behind it for 2-3 days while the animal slowly suffers and just slowly dies of the disease that's on them. What, Chris? And then I understand that that's what it's supposed to do, Chris. It's still sad to watch it. That's one. Two, it's not being a woman. I feel bad for the buffalo. And two, this is probably what really jaded me. I've seen multiple videos, so this doesn't just happen once. The Komodo dragon, it doesn't wait until you're dead from the bacterial bite. It just waits until you're no longer strong enough to defend yourself. And then it comes up to you, and this is another reason I don't like it. Gosh, I've seen some really horrible videos. I don't know why we're talking about this. It just starts eating you alive. It doesn't bite your jugular. It doesn't choke you to death. It just starts eating you alive. I watched it a couple weeks ago. I watched a video of it eating a little deer alive, and the deer was not enjoying it at all, as you can imagine. That would not be pleasant. I don't want to talk about Komodo dragons anymore. What, Chris? No. Lions do not do the same thing, Chris. No. Hyenas will do the same thing. Hyenas will just start eating you alive. I didn't say I was fine with hyenas. I said hyenas have gotten a bad rap because they're ugly and because everyone knows hot chick privilege is a real thing. There's a reason beautiful women are treated better, more doors open for them. I guess handsome dudes get more promotions. Beauty's real. People acknowledge it. It's real. It's a real thing. The same thing applies to the animal world. You hate hyenas. You don't have any reason to hate hyenas. None. Except they're ugly as sin. And we like lions because lions are beautiful and majestic. There's no reason to prefer the lion over the hyena. Anyway, back to what you were saying. The lions do not, I want to stress this, do not eat things alive. They will choke them out first. They go for the throat. They go for the throat right away because it reduces danger to them. They don't want to be hurt while they're eating things. Lions are trained to go for the throat. All big cats do the same thing. They all go for the throat to try to finish you off. Look, a lot of creatures go for the throat. There's a lot of them out there. Let's discuss something really quickly first. Let's discuss your creature. I don't want your dog to be unhealthy. Gosh, I sound like such a namby-pamby tonight. I don't want my dog to be unhealthy. I want everyone to be healthy. But that's hard, isn't it? Because there's no nutrition in dog food. Even if you buy the good stuff for your dog, there's no nutrition in dog food. That's why I talk to you all the time about Rough Greens. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement. You don't have to take away the food your dog loves. Pour Rough Greens on the food. One, they go crazy for it. Your dog will eat better. Two, you will see health improvements. My dog, Fred, had digestive issues bad every meal. I don't mean once in a while. Every meal, there was a problem. I don't remember the last time he had them. I don't remember the last time he's gotten an ear infection. He used to get ear infections all the time. I guess golden doodles are prone to them. Got an old dog, young dog, whatever dog. You want your dog to live longer, be healthier? Go try a free bag. Free jumpstart trial bag. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. All right. Maybe we're finally getting somewhere in Washington, D.C. GOP rep calls on Ray to be put in the brig if he steps foot on Capitol Hill. This rep is one of the good ones. He's the head of the Freedom Caucus, which if you're not in the Freedom Caucus, you probably suck. Scott Perry is his name. I do like Scott Perry. Christopher Ray once again ignored the GOP subpoena. Sorry, can't do it. They're doing the same thing the FBI's always done. Oh, we can't show you this document you've insisted on. It'll put people's lives in danger. I can't. It's an ongoing investigation. They do the same thing every time, so they never have to have any oversight at all. The FBI is a criminal organization, a clear and present danger to the United States of America. They work now to cover up crimes by Democrats and prosecute any crimes, real or imagined, committed by Republicans. That is the point of this organization. They have now defied Republicans for 5 months. The GOP has had the House of Representatives for 5 months. Not one penny in funding has been cut from the FBI. And we will not have a nation anymore until FBI agents, FBI employees start going to prison. Not fired, not resigning in disgrace. People within the FBI with FBI badges have to start going to federal prison for decades at a time, or we will not be able to save the United States of America. That's a fact. It's not an opinion. End of story. So now that we finally have at least one member of the GOP kind of acting like that needs to happen, even on a small scale, I guess we'll take that as a small victory, because you and I have to get used to, as we've talked about before, dragging Normie Norm behind us all the time. Come on, Norm. Catch up, Norm. We don't have all day, Norm. Start throwing these people in prison. They have to go to prison. We can't save the country unless government people go to prison. Period. End of story. All right. Enough of that. There's been a commission created and the system taking care of its own. And then about 10 minutes... the worst animal ways to die. All that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to this Gretchen Whitmer stuff and system taking care of its own here in a second. And don't worry, your animal death calls are coming. The worst way to die by animal. 877-377-4373. I do want to get to some emails, though, because tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I need to clear out some emails, and I need your emails now with your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All 3 hours of the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whatever you email in, we will answer it. Doesn't have to be political. It can be history or food or anything. Speaking of food, oh, gosh, this is embarrassing. So, you know, I've told you as a father, one of my main concerns is passing down the things that are wrong with me onto my sons, because that's inevitable, right? At some point, you're going to pass your flaws, your sins, your problems, you're going to pass them on to your kids. I don't want to, but I'm going to some level. My kids were just at camp, They were just away at camp. We sent them away to a camp just so we can have time to ourselves. No, I'm kidding. It's a good camp. We sent them away to this good camp. But the kids got back from camp. You know what my oldest son did? My oldest son, he has this snack of his that's, he loves it. They're called popcorners. I don't even think they're good at all. They're chips that taste like popcorn. Michael, you would like them. You're a popcorn freak. They're chips that taste like popcorn. Anyway, I don't care for them, but he loves them. Loves popcorners. He's obsessed with them. He's also doing a lot of working out now. A lot of it. He's a runner, okay? That's a long way to say, if I let him order or let him pick up popcorners from the store, he'll grab 2-3 bags of popcorners. My kid, they're not allowed to do this. My kid smuggled popcorners into camp. He smuggled popcorners into camp so he would have his thing to snack on, but then couldn't control himself and ate every bag that he smuggled into camp on the first day like an amateur. And you know what he told me the worst part of camp was? Popcorners. I barely made it, Dad. I didn't have any popcorners. I'm racing myself. Oh, gosh, that sucks. Dear ADD Jesse. You know what? That's not very nice. That's not very nice. I'm focused now. I'm mega focused.
But my focus is just stay focused.
You ruined my life, she says. Every time I hear the word literally, I repeat it out loud in an inquisitive and judging tone, just like you do on the air. I can't help it. It's become almost a reflex. I even do it with my husband and mother. Worse yet, I've started noticing and doing the same thing when I hear people using other unnecessary adverbs like honestly, frankly, quite frankly, and seriously, just to name a few. I literally, she says, can't stop it from happening. I've been listening to your show for over 3 years now, and you literally ruined flats and adverbs for me. So I just wanted to write in and say thanks. I can't wait to hear what you ruin for me next. Look, you're along the ride here. You're on the ride. I understand that there are bad things about being on the ride. I get that. We want to talk about anti-communism and we want to joke about things, but all the bad parts of me, you have to get that along with all the anti-communism. I can't remove the bad parts of me, like the little pet peeves of mine. I can't do it. I don't have a proper way to get rid of these things. So you're just going to have to ride along with me. Oh, I can't wait to get to this system taking care of its own thing. I'll get to that in a second. Dear Doc Jesse, when can we get some AC hats and window decals? We need to be able to find each other every way possible. I would love to have an AC pin to use at my public transportation job. Okay, listen, the AC pins, the little pin you stick on yourself, that pin, there's only one way to get that. You have to order more than one book. Look, trying to sell books, it is what it is. The idea is still great. The AC pin. The AC pin is found at jessekellybook.com. There's a place where you upload the receipts. There's only 2,000 of them. Then they will mail you out a pin. I have had a bunch of requests for more other AC stuff, AC shirts and AC bumper stickers and AC this and AC that. I have heard you. I will tell you, I was about to say I'm working on it. That's a lie. I haven't done anything on this at all. I haven't put any effort into this at all, but I have good news. I think I'm gonna at some point. Look, that's step one. I can't actually do what, Chris? I can't do something until I've decided that I might do something. And right now, that's where I'm at. I'm leaning towards a pretty strong maybe at this point in time. And I think we should all take hope in that. I think there's that's a lot of good news for everybody. All right. I saw this and I'm sorry. It made me laugh. We'll get to your worst ways to die by animal next. That's 877-377-4373. Worst ways to die by animal, but I wanted to get to this. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, known as Governor Ratchet on this show, she's the governor of Michigan, and she's destroyed that state. And people actually don't know how beautiful Michigan is. Michigan, even though their football team's garbage, Michigan is a beautiful, beautiful state. She's just trashed it, just ruined it. And they have a supermajority in the legislature. It's really bad. And so because it's run by Democrats, it's horrible. And now people are leaving. Oh, the lakes, Chris. The lakes are beautiful. It's no, it's not the land of 10,000 lakes, Chris. That's Minnesota. What in the world? Gosh. Anyway, Michigan does have beautiful lakes. Anyway, so people are fleeing Michigan the same way they're fleeing New York, the same way they're fleeing California. People don't want to live under this. I love this. She's created a commission to figure out why people are leaving. Governor Ratchet, you're the reason they're leaving. You and your despicable policies. You and your tyrant policies. Remember when she blocked people off from buying gardening seeds during the pandemic? I remember. I remember like it was yesterday. I remember. All right. You know what else I know? I know that T levels are dropping, and we're about to discuss our worst ways to die by animal. Look, if you are going to confront a lion, you're going to need high T levels. If you're going to take on a saltwater crocodile, like I've taught you how. What, Chris? You're going to need high T levels. Ladies, you're going to need a female vitality stack from Chalk. Fellas, you're going to need a male vitality stack from Chalk. These are the things we need to take on polar bears and killer bees and king cobras and other things. So I need you to go to choq.com and I need you to get a bear fighting male vitality stack. All natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It's not like you got to wait a year. Take it for 3 months and then you tell me how you feel. I want you to email in like everyone else does and tell me, Jesse, I've never felt better. Ladies, it's palpable. Fellas, it's palpable. choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Pretty excited about the new charity, Chris. Pretty excited about it. This is gonna be huge for publicity. Trust me. All right, well, since it's a very serious show tonight, we're going to get to the system taking care of its own here in a few, but we're digging into something a little deeper. Nobody wants to be killed and eaten by an animal. That's just a fact. Doesn't sound like fun, doesn't look like fun. But which one would be the worst, and why? I've been going through this. I agonize about these things. The wife rolled her eyes at me this morning and said, is that really the kind of thing you're going to talk about on the show? And I said, yes. What, Chris? Okay, that's a good point. I need to clarify a rule. Chris actually just contributed, which I can't believe. Jewish producer Chris contributed something. I don't mean eaten. Killed. Killed by an animal. Killed by an animal. That's the test. Forget about being eaten. What's the worst way to be killed by an animal? Get right to the point. No small talk. Let us begin. John, Tennessee, go.
Leopard. Based that on the writings of Peter Hathaway Capstick, who I read a lot when I was growing up. He was a big game hunter in Africa, and he said that leopard was the thing that scared him the most to go after. He was so scared of hunting leopard, he actually made a suit of armor for hunting them, because they would rip off your face and fillet you alive with their claws.
Oh, my gosh. They rip your face off? I think I've seen that suit. Is that the suit with the spiky things all over it? I think I've seen pictures of that suit, John.
Yeah, he talked about it. He would like, I think it was like a lacrosse helmet, and then he made the base layer out of formica sheeting, you know, formica sheeting, and he would wear that when he would hunt leopard. And he had had, and he had the accoutrements, you know, attached to it to keep them away. Yeah, terrifying. Absolutely terrifying animal.
Rip your face off. See, that's the kind of guy you have to listen to, the guy who does it. Okay, leopards, that was good. I don't want my face ripped off. I want to keep my face. It's such a beautiful face anyway. Shut up. AJ, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse, listen, I'll admit, I had an addiction to watching these clips of animals killing each other in the jungle, whether it's lions, tigers, you know, snakes. But, man, I saw a clip recently, and I just can't watch them anymore. It was a zebra with a broken leg and a lioness eating the zebra alive, starting with its genitals.
Oh, what? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I
had to turn it off. I no longer have the addiction. I can tell you that.
I don't either. I don't know what that is. Eating it alive by its genitals? It's like dating Kamala Harris. Corey in Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. I was actually calling about the Komodo dragon. There's some updated information now. They actually do have venomous sacs. So it's not just the bacterial cocktail in their saliva, but they do actually secrete.
Oh, shoot. We you still there, bud? Wait, they do have venom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so they're, yes, do they still have the bacteria, or now they have, well, they've always had venom, and now we know that. I was always told it was bacteria.
It's both. It's both. There's actually a great documentary on it. Look up National Geographic. But it's actually both. They have the venom and a bacterial cocktail.
Ooh.
Pretty cool.
That's okay. Now I know. 877-377-4373. I'll say one other thing before I get back to these calls. Now, Lord, I need you to hear me here. I'm not being disrespectful. I am not. I am not one to question God's creation in any way. But did the Komodo dragon need venom? Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, a tiny snake, a small snake, an inland taipan. I think it's the most venomous snake in the world. Okay, you look at an inland taipan and you think, okay, that thing probably needs venom. It's not very big. Without venom, what would it be? You look at a poison dart frog. It's this tiny little adorable frog that fits in the palm of your hand and it lives in the Amazon. You better make that thing venomous or it's going to die. The Komodo dragon, it's like a 250-pound lizard, all muscle, hunting down deer and things. Now, again, God, I'm not questioning you in any way, Lord. I admire your creation. Was it necessary to throw the venom in? Doesn't the venom seem a little over the top? It would be like the anaconda, making it a poisonous snake as well, on top of being fat with those cloudy eyes. No, it's not poisonous. Chris, did you never watch Marty Stauffer when you were a kid? Gosh, Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Jesse. So hands down, it's got to be ants, man. Buried to your waist and eaten by ants. It's not sexy. It would be excruciatingly painful. They would start with small bites on the outside and work their way in, and you scream, and then they're in your mouth. Yeah, that would be horrible.
Gosh. Okay, I actually have a little story on this, a very, very brief story on this. I'll get back to these calls, and we'll get to the system taking care of its own and things like that in a moment. Just real quick on the ants thing. It has been used by various tribes, tribal peoples, to kill people in very painful ways. People have heard of the stories, but one of the worst ones is from actually the Philippines. Now, the Philippines, if you know anything about the Philippines, you're well aware of the Spanish influence over there. All kinds of Spanish names. The dude sounds like he's from Mexico. What's going on? Well, the Spanish had colonized the Philippines for the longest time back in the day. The Filipino people, various tribal peoples there, were chafing under that colonial rule for a while. Finally, the Spanish-American War breaks out, and we end up, this was the war that was fought in Cuba. It wasn't fought in the Philippines, but we win. Spain was on the outs at this point in time. We were on the rise. We win. We got Philippines as part of the deal. That was part of the deal. Cuba, Philippines, nice deal, right? So the Filipino people, they think to themselves, nice, no more Spanish. We're finally free of colonial rule. Not necessarily. America was stepping in to take that over. Now, I need to clarify, as everyone knows, I'm actually not against colonial rule at all. Just depends on how it's done. Different nations did it way, way differently. Some of them were horrible to the people, treated them like cattle. Oftentimes, it was a mutual agreement between the more powerful nation and the less powerful nation, because the less powerful nation got protection and technology and medicines and better food, and but you're giving up some control. Okay, so it was always give and take. So let me just clarify that. We did not have intentions that were terrible towards the Filipinos. At the same time, we didn't necessarily want to just hand the country over to them. So we end up in a conflict, a nasty little conflict, very small. It's nothing you read about probably in the history books, or definitely nothing that came up in your history class, but it was a nasty little bit. The only reason I brought all this up was the ants thing. The indigenous peoples there, I forget which book I read this in, or I'd tell you, if they got a hold of our guys, some of them, this isn't universal, there are many different tribes and things, but some of them, if they got a hold of our guys, our troops, they would bury them alive up to their head. So their head would be sticking out of the ground. And then they would take a stick of the perfect length and they would prop their mouths open with a stick. And I forget what the food was. I want to say honey, but don't quote me on this. I'm doing this off the top of my head. They would leave a trail from their mouth out into the jungle, and the ants, the fire ants, would come eat you alive from the inside out. Isn't that so cool? I mean, horrible. I'm really bad. I'm sad someone had to go through that, but he's dead now, so that's okay. Isn't that amazing? Gosh, that's creepy. All right. 877-377-4373. We'll get back to these. We'll get to the system taking care of its own. You know what's worse than being eaten by a leopard and having your face torn off? There is something that's definitely worse. starving to death. Now, it doesn't have to do with animals, but when you starve to death, you get to a point of desperation that you will not only kill other people, you will eat yourself, and you will eat your family members. That's not an exaggeration. That's not me just trying to do a bit for radio. That's the whole history of people who starve to death. That's what they go through. It's really awful. Families drawing straws to see which one of the kids goes under the knife. Now, I don't think that day is going to come for you, I hope, but you do need emergency food in your home. And My Patriot Supply has emergency three-month food kits, $200 off, because they're on special right now, but you can't go to the normal website. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com, the emergency three-month food kit. They'll send it to you free and anonymously and keep it that way. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, tackling the tough issues tonight, like what's the worst way to die from an animal, which we will get back to here in just a couple minutes. I do want to do a couple other things. The system, we talk a lot about the system. Everyone knows what the system is by now. One poisonous religion controls all of our institutions. And I have this saying of mine. Yeah, I'm a big fan of my sayings. I have this saying of mine that the system takes care of its own. What do I mean by that? Well, you notice how these people, they're never out of a job, are they? They're never standing next to you in the unemployment line. They're never down at the check cashing place. They always seem to have a great gig somewhere. Why? Well, that's part of the reason you become the system. When you're in a late stage republic, and now they are all just in it to loot the treasury, they understand they all have to stick together. That's their strength. Their strength is sticking together and making sure they're all taken care of at all times, because they must stick together to loot more of the treasury before they collapse this place. So that's why, as I explained many times, especially during Biden's early part of his presidency, when he would do unpopular thing, and he still does every day, unpopular thing after unpopular thing after unpopular thing. And people were confused. Why is he doing this? This is going to cost him seats at the midterms. This is going to cost him reelection. Well, Biden's not running anything. The nutballs who surround him are running things. They are committed communists, and they understand that there is no falling down. There's no failure when the Biden run ends. There's only moving on to a different thing. Jen Psaki, press secretary for 2 years. For 2 years, people yelled at her. What an idiot. Look at this liar. What a loser. What a moron. Why would she do that? She's ruining her career by lying for Joe Biden. No, she didn't. She walked out the door and walked right into a who knows what she's getting paid gig on MSNBC. People who are on TV make a fortune, by the way, especially these major networks. These TV contracts are crazy. You see Biden advisor after Biden advisor walking out and walking into a media gig here or a gig there. Lori Lightfoot, this is the latest example, and then we'll get back to animal deaths. Lori Lightfoot was mayor of Chicago. Chicago, I know it's fun to dump on Chicago, but you should know that in its heyday, Chicago was stupid fun. Way fun, very cool city, and still could be a cool city if they'd ever clean it up. But Lori Lightfoot stepped in and just wrecked that place. She just wrecked Chicago. Her insane policies wrecked it. By any measure, she was a disastrous mayor. She was so bad, the Democrats in Chicago went out and kicked her out. Think about that. Now, granted, those morons just elected someone even more radical to take her place, but she was so bad, Chicago Democrats said, whoa, too much, kicked her out. Oh, no. Poor Lori Lightfoot. What's she going to do? Is she sitting there with her girlfriend or whatever she has, going through a budget right now like you do every month? Hey, I think we might have to, we're going to have to cut out. We're not going to be able to visit your mom this year. I'm sorry. Maybe if we traded in your car. I've traded in my car before to spend less on gas. You know that? Maybe if we traded in our car. Is Lori Lightfoot doing that like you're doing right now? Is Lori Lightfoot dealing with 20% inflation right now? Nope. Lori Lightfoot walked right out of Chicago, failing. Probably, I mean, this is saying a lot. Probably the worst mayor Chicago has ever had. Walks right into Harvard. Lori Lightfoot just got a prestigious job at Harvard, a senior leadership fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. That's what I mean by the system taking care of its own. And that's why they do it, too, because they all bail each other out. There's always a new think tank or a university or a media profession job because they know their policies don't work. They're not intended to work. In fact, they're intended to not work. Does that make sense? That I probably said that wrong, but that is the intention of them. They put their policies into place, and they know they will be destructive. They know that. That's why I laugh whenever you see people on the right. You'll see traditional conservatives do this all the time. Don't they understand that these gun laws, if you look at the data, the gun laws only cause more gun deaths? Yes, they understand. They can read. They know. They don't care. That's not the point at all. We've had enough of this. We have to get back to animal deaths. What's the worst way to die by animal? Chris in Washington, go.
Yeah, it'd have to be the half ton of hate known as the North American grizzly bear. They will literally chew off pieces of your body. And it takes a special kind of person to survive that.
Literally, Chris? They're going to literally chew off your body? It was what? No, I'm just that. No, look, it would be bad. It would be bad. Grizzly bear would be bad. Richard in San Diego, go.
Well, he took my grizzly bear. I've got a cabin in Montana. I've heard a lot of stories. And they don't just kill you right away. As you know, I'm sure you've heard a lot of stories being from Montana. They'll dig a hole and keep you there for a couple days until they get hungry again. And then they'll come back and then they'll finish you off. So you're alive for a couple days before you're dead.
That sounds freaking horrific. And yes, my folks, as you know, moved us to Montana when I was 10, and it was one of those things. It was just like clockwork. It got to the point where we would just shrug our shoulders. Every year, grizzlies would kill people in Montana. For the most part, they were killing them back then. I haven't lived there in some time, but back then, for the most part, they were killing them up near Glacier National Park. Glacier National Park is beautiful. One of the most beautiful places I've ever been. But it's just the norm. People go out there. They go hiking, and they just don't ever come back. That's just kind of, yeah, frigging awful. Kyle in Denver, go.
Hey, man. I think being attacked by, like, over hundreds of teaspoon bites of piranhas, if you're crossing a river, you fall in the water. I was always told when I was a kid that it takes about 2 minutes or so to eat a whole cow. So, I mean, that'd be pretty wicked.
Oh, that would be a long 2 minutes. All right, 877-377-4373. Worst way to die by animal. I remember like it was yesterday. I was watching a movie with my old man when I was a kid, and it took place down in the Amazon, and some dude fell into the water, and he just started screaming and getting eaten alive. It was just a movie. But he started screaming. He was getting eaten alive by the piranhas. And I was a child, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm never going to the Amazon, ever. Whatever that is, I'm never doing it. And I want to say this. I may have been a child back then, but I have kept my word. I have not gone to the Amazon and have no plans to go. So the Amazon boycott remains in effect. Boom. All right, I have one more. System taking care of its own. We'll get to more animal stuff. Disney's back in the news, and it's a hilarious reason that Disney's back in the news. I'll get to some emails. Don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You have to get your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Animal calls. What's the worst way to die by animal? Next.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.